This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Paula Campbell, president of the Macoupin County Anti-Meth Coalition. Welcome to the show, Paula.
Thank you.
Paula, we're going to discuss today the 11th annual 3-on-3 basketball tournament that comes up in March. But before we get to the actual tournament, we're going to discuss a little bit about the Macoupin County Anti-Meth Coalition. And if you could at first, maybe you could explain how the Meth Coalition actually got started and sort of your mission.
Sure, we'd love to share that information. We started back in 2003 when meth production and use was rampant in Macoupin County. We had over 50-some meth bus seizures that year, and it was evident that we needed to take a strong community action to educate and make people aware of the danger of that specific drug to the community, as well as to help youth and adults understand, how it was being made so that they could be aware for their safety, for safety aspects. Since then, the coalition has kind of evolved. We still have a focus on meth awareness and education, but we've also worked against the synthetic drugs. We've been working on some opioid issues. We've worked with local schools on basic drug education as well. So we're not just the anti-meth coalition. We're anti-meth and other drugs is our focus these days. And we do a lot of different community awareness programs. We can do town hall meetings, church groups, youth groups, work on getting speakers arranged for schools if they need it. We work closely with the Illinois Drug Task Force as well, and to help them get connected with community programs. And this 3-on-3 tournament that we're going to be hosting helps us raise the funds to be able to sponsor those types of programs, to do mini grants to the community for youth activities that are drug and alcohol free, and to help purchase curriculum for schools. Or one example, we helped Wilsonville a few years ago do a little upkeep with some volunteer work to a park to give kids a safe place and fun place to go and hang out as an alternative to using drugs. So we try to have a strong youth focus, but we also work with Maple Street and Locust Street on the side of providing gas cards, things like that, for people who are seeking treatment. If they've are battling an addiction and they need to be able to get to their counseling programs, we're willing to help provide gas cards and that to clients who need to make it to their counseling treatments to help them be successful in rehab as well. So we try to be holistic in looking at drug prevention from all different aspects, and hopefully we're making an impact in our county.
As you said, you do all kinds of educational and prevention type things. Do you actually like have programs where you go into schools and stuff and talk, or is that sort of something you sponsor and then someone else discusses the matter?
We can help arrange. The Anti-Meth Coalition is strictly volunteer, so we don't have an actual staff person on hand, but we'll help find those speakers, whether it be finding the local police officers, the Illinois Drug Task Force, working with Macoupin County Public Health Department or Locust Street, or bringing people from outside the county, helping find those and paying for them to come in and do assemblies or a multi-session prevention program. One of the things we're looking at doing is helping the schools purchase curriculum that they can implement themselves. It's called Too Good for Drugs curriculum, and it's a K-12 program where it can be offered in ages, kindergarten all the way up through high school. And we're looking at finding the funding to be able to provide those kinds of materials to the school districts in our county to help support them in their education.
As you said, you're looking for funding, and funding always important. You are a nonprofit group, and sort of how are you funded? How do people, get funds to your organization, or how do you raise funds?
Well, we raise funds just through this 3-on-3 basketball tournament. We host it once a year, always in March, and 100% of the money that we're able to raise through this tournament goes back into Macoupin County. Currently, state and federal funds, there's not a lot of money out there for prevention work. We're seeing the trickle down of money for more treatment, which is great, but not necessarily prevention education dollars. So that's where the coalition is really trying to do some grassroots efforts here in Macoupin County. And so through the tournament, we keep the price low, so that way all kids that want to participate can afford to, and we really make our money off our sponsorships. And we have different levels of sponsors. We have a basket sponsor for $100, a bronze sponsor for $250, a silver sponsor for $500, a gold sponsor for $1,000. And if someone's willing to do greater than $1,000, we'll make them an event sponsor and give them lots of recognition for this event as well throughout the year. Anytime we do a program, we'll try to give them a plug and let them know how grateful we are for supporting our program and that. And we wouldn't exist without the sponsors of our local businesses in Macoupin County.
You're hoping to raise, I guess, between the tournament and sponsorship about $7,000 this year?
Yes, that's our goal. We're hopeful to bring in $7,000. The curriculum is fairly costly to purchase and to have enough, you know, have handouts for every student. We also want to have enough money left over to be able to still offer mini grants to youth organizations, and as well as we do a poster contest in October with Red Ribbon Week. It's a countywide contest that allows students to do peer-to-peer education through artwork, and we want to make sure we have enough funding for all of those great projects, as well as other things that may come to our attention throughout the year.
And if you want to, you could mention, how does one, if they were interested in becoming a sponsor, who do they contact? What do they do?
Oh, excellent. They can contact me, and my phone number is 217-899-3449, and I'd be glad to mail or email them the sponsorship letter with all the details. And we also have a Facebook page, and it's Macoupin County Anti-Meth Coalition, and you can message or leave comments on the page there. I monitor that fairly closely. So either way would be a quick way to get a hold of me, and I'd be more than happy to talk about how we can partner.
The event itself, it comes up March the 18th. It is the 3-on-3 tournament. And who is the tournament for, and where will it be?
The basketball tournament, it's a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. We're going to hold it this year in Gillespie at Gillespie High School. In years past, we've held it at the DiMeggio Center. We've chose to hold it in Gillespie this year because we're partnering with one of the school's youth groups. It's called Minors Preparing and Caring for Teen Decisions. And they do a lot with their school help their students with students against destructive decisions. They really a positive group, kind of youth-led, peer-led. And so we thought it was a great partnership for them to be able to help with the coalition. They're going to be manning and doing all the concession work and helping with some of the others details of running a large tournament like this. And then it's for grades 3rd through 8th grade. And so it's for boys and girls. The divisions is 3rd and 4th, and then 5th and 6th, and then 7th and 8th. And in the past, we've had anywhere from 50 to 75 teams register for this. We run right on schedule and feel like it's a really great opportunity, a fun family day, and a great cause.
And the teams, obviously, it's a 3-on-3 tournament, but like, can they have 4 or something like that for a substitute?
Yeah, typically 3-on-3s, they allow you to have up to 4 players on a team. And that way they can sub a player in and out. And then we'll give also first place and second place trophies and ribbons for each of the age divisions on male side and boys and girls side. And the time, the games start on the half hour, and we usually use some licensed refs as well as volunteer refs to ensure that, adults that call the games pretty close to keep everything under control and have a great time.
Now, what time does the tournament start, and sort of how does it go for maybe parents who are wanting to know, it'll start here, and then how does the actual tournament go, and then how long does it last?
Well, games will start at 8 a.m. that morning. And each age group, depending on the number of teams that come in for the age groups, we will divide. Once an age group starts, they play until that age group is done. So even though the game started at 8, a particular age group may not start till 10 or may not start till noon. That is all decided by March 11th. The deadline for teams to be in is March 3rd. That gives us 1 week to turn around and get the information back to everyone about their game times. And we try to keep it so that way, you know, you don't have to spend your whole day at the tournament. You're going to spend two, if your team keeps winning, at the most 3 hours with the tournament, and then you'll have the rest of your day back to you.
And is there a cost to participate?
Yep, we try to keep the fee lower. The cost per team is $50, and so it's just a little over $10 per person if you have, four players. Each member of the team gets a T-shirt as part of their registration. Three-on-three basketball, anti-MF basketball T-shirt for them to wear, and they can wear them while they're participating in the program, or they can wear them, you know, just out and about in the community. Outside that, a lot of times in three-on-threes, the teams will come with their own matching shirts and fun designs and that sort of thing. That's part of the fun of playing in three-on-threes is designing T-shirts, but they're more than welcome to wear the ones they get as well. Again, the cost is $50.
And this is for anybody from the Macoupin County area. How about as far as their sign-up? I know we have a deadline of March the 3rd. How does sign-up go? Do they go to your website? Do you call you? Or how do you sign up if you want to play?
Yes, we're trying to get the forms to each of the school districts in the county, so they can get those forms at their schools. They can also, call me and I'll email the form. We have the form on our Facebook page as well. So we're trying to make sure that it's available in a lot of different locations around the county.
And Paula, one more time, if somebody would like to sponsor it or they need more information, we'll let you leave your phone number before we come to the end today.
It's 217-899-3449.
Paula Campbell, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.